Hey everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We're here to cover day two of the Fan Expo Dallas convention here in Dallas, Texas. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
And what a day. We're recording now at 11 p.m. We just got back.
Whew.
We're tired.
Tired as fuck.
Really tired. It was a long, long, long day.
I'm playing like I'm the sound bites that like that you hear on radio stations.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll continue this.
Okay.
I think today was a record setting day.
Record setting.
I think this is the biggest crowd that Fan Expo Dallas has probably ever seen.
Yeah, especially at least in a single day, because who knows how tomorrow's going to be.
Right, and that could be another record setting day. Although Sunday usually trails off, but
it could be a record setting in the lowest numbers.
Oh, the other way.
And we'll get into this later, but there was some people had to change their schedules due to prior commitments that could only appear on one day and blah, blah, blah. So things got canceled and people got moved to another day. Blah, blah.
We've got excitement.
Excitement.
We've got drama.
So much drama.
We've got. That's it.
No.
There's more? We've got tears.
There's tears.
Laughter.
Laughter.
Love.
A little bit of that.
We saved a man's life. We
saved some people's lives.
A family.
A family of squirrels.
Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
No, they...
God damn it. No, we... Yeah, it was... We saved people.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll get to that. But first, let's start off. We start off with another breakfast.
Breakfast.
We got...
Stevie's.
We love those treats.
For real, though. We're going back tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to make it 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. They're going to be like, yo.
You guys want to be on our... We got a fan club.
Yeah, you got a fan club. Yo, hey, Stevie, if you're listening to this, we'll run ads for you. I mean, yeah. You have to pay for it, but we'll do it. I'll read off. Little Stevie's. Diner.
Little Stevie's Diner. Where you get a treat for a buck. A breakfast for a buck.
That's definitely not true.
Couple bucks. Okay, so this morning we went back to Stevie's Diner because you got to have fuel for the day, and that's the best way to start it.
Yep.
Yeah, we went a little different route.
We did. We didn't do. We didn't get the pancakes and French toast today. Instead, we did the three egg breakfast with like so much fucking bacon.
Yeah, like a full order of bacon.
Yeah.
We got
home fries,
and then a bagel.
And then a bagel.
And it was delicious.
Yeah. And just to be clear, we both got the same thing. We didn't share. Like, it wasn't like that. We got that, and then we shared it.
Oh, don't lie to them. We did share.
No.
We got the same. We got two plates, but we fed each other.
That's definitely not true. But it was delicious, as always. And then we were like, I ain't too much.
Yeah, the drive there was just like, uh-oh,
yeah,
this was a bad idea.
It's time to go back to bed.
So we got to the con, we parked, we started walking up, and we realized, holy shit, we're in for a treat, I believe, because this place is already packed. We got there at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, a little bit before 11.
Mm-hmm.
The convention started at 10. I think early access people could get in around 9:30. So, I mean, we were an hour and a half or so after... We probably could have actually gotten in with the press passes, but it was bumping.
So at 11 o'clock, things were not as packed as they would get, but we did see when we got there, we're like, uh-oh, this could turn ugly real quick.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it did.
It got bad.
It is this con has outgrown the space that they're in, and they should have known this going in.
Yeah. And again, part of the... Okay, so Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan of The Walking Dead were supposed to appear Saturday and Sunday. They apparently got... they're going to be on The Talking Dead tomorrow night for the season finale. So they had to change their Sunday plans. So they're Saturday only. So all of their photo ops, all of that stuff got moved to today. And so all the people that bought Sunday-only passes and stuff to do those photo and autograph sessions all got comped Saturday tickets instead. They were able to swap them and then come do their photos and stuff. So, like, today's crowd was fucking insane.
It was bananas.
We talked last night about like the photo session area and how that was going to be an issue. We could tell. And then just how there was just a space problem. It didn't feel like they planned accordingly for the amount of space they had. Like there was a lot of dead space back behind areas that like they could have been using, and it fucking showed today.
They had three entrances to the celeb area, and we took some photos. We posted them. It was nuts. And that was a traffic jam from noon until 4 p.m. It literally took us about 5 minutes to get through it.
Yeah.
And we barely moved. It was
you were just shuffling along. It was like being herded like cattle because it was like maybe a 10-foot entrance, and there's three of these, and you got thousands of people trying to get in and out of that area. And you cannot, in those halls, that hall specifically for the celebrities, there is no entrance or exit out to the main hallway. So if you want to leave the convention halls, you have to go back into, you know, hall B, which again, three fucking entrances into that area, and it was fucked. Mm-hmm. It was terrible because we like got to a part where we were just like cruising through the crowd. We were able to like navigate really well, and we got to that area, and it was a fucking standstill. And then the next thing you know, there's just more people around you, and you're just like, "Welp, going this way.
Here I am."
Yeah, and it took forever to get through, and then Jared lost me, and then I was just standing there watching him as he walked around looking for me because that's just the kind of asshole that I am. Just stood there, just like, "He'll see me."
Here he comes. His head's turning around.
There it is. Hey, I'm over here. Like, I saw you go, you fucking ass.
Once we got into the celeb area, you could definitely tell that this area was not big enough to accommodate everybody waiting in line. These lines went all the way back out to the merch table. That's what created more lines. They had a cosplay area that did not have enough space as well for a couple of the cosplayers. Then once we got out of the celeb area and decided to go back, this con was so jam packed that you could not comfortably walk down any aisle to look at an artist table, to look at a merch table. All you wanted to do was get the fuck out of Dodge, and you just wanted to be. So what we did, we navigated through to get out to the main, what would you call it? It's the convention hall. Outside.
The leave the convention halls themselves, like, you know, A, B, and C, to get that, out to like where the food and stuff is now, right. Outside.
That itself was just as packed as inside. We're talking, I estimated that at least 50,000 today.
Yeah, probably pretty easily. It was bonkers. And you know, we're walking around with equipment and our cameras and all that stuff, and when you're trying to walk through this crowd and stuff, like, I mean, I had, obviously our cameras and stuff have, like, you know, they're strapped on, they're not going anywhere, but I was still like hugging them as close to my body as possible because there was no space between me and the person next to me, and that shit would have gotten caught on something, mm-hmm. and pulled off or whatever, and like just or fucked up the lens or something. And it was just like, I don't want to have any of this on me. And like, there was no room to take pictures, you know, like the cosplayers and stuff. You'd see somebody in passing, but they're just like you, you know, they're as closed in as possible because there's 50 people surrounding them also trying to move. And it was garbage. And I had that, you know, they have so many doors closed because they don't want people just walking in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fucking imagine if a fire started in there? Like,
oh, that's why I tweeted it today. I was like, I would be very surprised if the fire marshal doesn't shut this down. And not shut it down like the con would have to get shut down, but shut down like they would have to start counting people in. And if when people left, then you can add more bring more people in through those exits. Like, that's how packed I thought this place was.
It definitely felt like that. And that's the thing. And we talked about this last night, is that there's halls A through F at this place. They are using A through C for just the convention floor. D is used for the dumbest fucking reasons. It's there's a premium lounge, so if you paid for a premium pass, you had a place to go sit down, which is, I mean, that's nice. But then it's also just the entrance hall. So you walk in through the doors to hall D, and you just walk through a bunch of wasted fucking space. There's like a bunch of dead space with just a long entrance into the comic area, like the convention floor.
They definitely could have used at least one more hall, and that and spread out the artist tables, and like they could have made all the aisles wider to accommodate and to make it. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to do. I don't know if they really honestly did not realize that this was happening. I don't know if they realized like, hey guys, we underestimated tickets, but how could you? How could you? You pre-sold tickets. You knew how many people were going to be coming, and you can estimate from last year as well. Like this, this was our big complaint back when they were still at the Irving Convention Center. This feels exactly like that when we said the exact same thing. They've outgrown the space. It's time to move on. The next year, they opened up at the Dallas Comic Con at the Dallas Convention Center. I would not be surprised if this is rectified next year and they have an additional hall or two, because it cannot happen again next year. People were just so upset with how things were run today. Like, that was the ongoing thing that we kept hearing outside, is the ongoing thing that we kept hearing through the hall and everything. People just could not move, and it was not enjoyable. And that's the biggest thing, is like, you spend all this money, you should be able to enjoy your day. And it was not enjoyable for a lot of people.
Yeah. And we were outside at one point, and we heard was a vendor. We're outside, and we heard a vendor complain about it too, because again, they're in this place where people are trying to get from A to B, and normally, you know, aisles aren't super busy. People take a little time. They kind of stroll down these things. They look at your stuff. In this case, packed to the fucking gills, and people aren't stopping to look at their stuff, because one, they can't, because of the way the traffic's moving. There's no room. There's just people. You can't stop and look at stuff because you got people just running into you, and people are trying to walk, and it's just, there's, you know, so that fucks them, because now they're not getting business because they just happen to be right next to the celebrity area, and people are just trying to get in, and they and are out, and they're not stopping because they can't.
Yeah, I saw that there was a guy on the corner, and there's no way for anyone to look at his booth because of the fact that he is literally, like, everyone is just in front of his booth trying to get by.
Yeah, so
nothing.
Yeah, so if you were trying to find that person's booth, like, you wouldn't have been able to find it, like, because of just the people blocking it who are trying to get elsewhere. And, you know, we heard, this is, like, a secondhand story at this point, but we ran into one of my coworkers today, and he was telling us about how another one of my coworkers was there with like his family, and they had like one of the kids got knocked over, and because of like the way things were set up, someone was trying to get somewhere quickly, knocked her over, and she got like knocked down, and they ended up missing their photo op because of it, and like the convention was like, nope, that sucks, can't do anything for you. Like, oh, fuck you, you set this up like garbage, and like my, you know, granddaughter or whatever, like, got hurt and she missed her photo op. Like, the least you could do is refund or let her get her fucking photo op. And they're like, no, we can't do anything. Sorry. Like, that's fucked up. Are you kidding me?
That's real messed up.
And there was, you know, we'll get into the photo op stuff here shortly, but it was terrible. You know, you said they need to open up one more hall. They need to open up two more halls. They need to make the celebrity area so much bigger, so there's way more space for lines, and then they need the photo op section needs its almost half of a hall to itself because of how badly they fucked this up this year. Because normally we go to these conventions, the photo area is in another hall doing its own thing, so you go to that hall, you get in the line, and blah blah blah. There's only three photo op things in this place, and they're trying to get people through as quickly as possible. And we talked about this yesterday, how they have this tape on the ground for the lines and stuff, and no like sort of barriers. So this is where people are like knocking into each other, and they're yelling at people to get off the fucking tape and all this stuff. And it was in a terrible spot, and it was fucking crammed. It was in the celebrity area where there's already fucking huge lines. No one can move. It was terrible. And on top of that, apparently the staff had no idea what they were doing. No one knew, had any answers for anything. We read on the Facebook pages, people talking about like, well, I had photos with, I think it was like Meatloaf or something, and we were there. You know, they told us to get there 15 minutes before our time. We stood in line for 2 hours before anyone told us what the fuck was happening. And they're supposed to be there 15 minutes before their start time. And they stood in line for 2 hours before they got their photo taken. And like, no, none of the staff knew what was going on. None of them had any answers. And they just bullshitted their way through it or whatever. Like, no one knew what was going on. Now, again, this is all like what we're seeing, what we've heard, and all stuff like that. Because we don't do photo ops and stuff. And so I don't have a firsthand account, but you could just see it was miserable. It's all we've heard from friends and colleagues that have been at the convention, that just the photo op section, garbage.
Yeah. With all that said, we still had a good time. The con itself needs an upgrade. It needs a different something. Somebody's getting fired, I think.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about the biggest disappointment of the night. I want to finish with the negative stuff so we can get to the good stuff.
You want to hit that stuff right now?
I want to hit this stuff right now. I want to get the negative out of the way okay. So we can talk about the good stuff.
Well, there's some huge controversy going on right now.
Yes. So with the photo op section, since they were running so far behind, Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan of The Walking Dead were supposed to have photo ops at 2 p.m. Because things were running so far, they had to reschedule them to 7. Now, again, I mentioned earlier, they canceled their appearance tomorrow, so everyone got moved today. So there were thousands of people there to get their fucking photo taken with them. They were scheduled for 2. They bumped them to 7. The convention ends at 7. So we're... excuse me. So we're out. We're having dinner. We made some new friends. We're having fun. And we start hearing they've canceled the photo ops for Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Norman Reedus.
Let me read it. I'll read it word for word, the text that we got from it.
Okay.
We're just sitting there. We're like, all right, well, things are fun. And we get a text and it says, so you guys want to know just what kind of clusterfuck this really was? We said, sure. Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan photo ops were supposed to start at 6. She was a part of group 8. At 8 p.m., they didn't even start pushing the VIP pre-group through the photo ops. Then they just now canceled the whole thing. Only VIPs got their photos. A very large number of people are really pissed. And then on top of that, they said, oh, and to add, add more to this, they made people line up again to get their refund.
Yeah. So at this point, it's 9:30 when they start canceling this stuff. And again, it's because of their poor, like, organizational, like, setup for their photos and stuff. That the fact that it got so backed up that they had to cancel. So these people who have bought fucking photo ops, people who spent... I saw someone post on Facebook talking about how they live... it was like Louisiana or something. They've been waiting for 2 years for Norman Reedus to return so they could get a photo op with him. They had photos for yesterday. They were coming anyways for when they found out he was coming, they booked the trip for the weekend with the sole purpose of getting a photo op with him. Their photo op was scheduled for Sunday. They got it changed to Saturday. So they come, they spend thousands of dollars on travel, travel and hotel and tickets and photo ops and blah, 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 blah. Stand in line since 2 p.m. to get their photo taken, to have it canceled at like 9:30, to then have to stand in another line to get a refund on the photos. Like, they were super disappointed because, like, they spent most of their day just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And, like, some other complaints I saw about this was that the alert for this the change of time went out through Facebook and Twitter.
Not through their app.
They said they did get emails, but cell reception in this building is terrible. It's so a lot of people didn't see it, didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, so they're already upset about that. And it's just, it was just,
they should have offered free Wi-Fi like every other convention.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The convention hall should have had Wi-Fi, and it should have been free and all this nonsense. And
so on top of that, a lot of people took to social media to complain about what happened tonight. Apparently, their posts started getting deleted for negative comments from Fan Expo as well.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, the Fan Expo site's Facebook page started deleting their comments and stuff. Now, thankfully, they can't really delete what they post on Twitter, so you can still see on Facebook, because again, thousands of people. No matter how good your media team is, you can't get to all of them fast enough.
Yeah.
So there's still stuff up there. I'm sure. I think they may at this point just given up. They've issued a like press release on what happened. They're saying it's due to a storm that's coming. You know, people are like looking at the weather app and going like, this shit ain't happening until 6 a.m., blah, blah, blah. Like, just take responsibility of the fact that you guys fucked up. You shouldn't have rescheduled this photo op. What you do is you reschedule the other people who don't have 5,000 people waiting to get a photo taken.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff. They tried to blame it kind of on the celebrities and say that, like, you know, well, they wanted to make sure that they got to California to hit their flight. Yeah, we're looking at the weather right now. That thing is going to blow through in 5 minutes. Like, that storm is going to last 5 minutes long. That is so small. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not big at all. Well. Okay, it's coming up. It's coming up from the north, so maybe it's going to be a lot bigger than anticipated. But still, same point. Like, the excuses were, this storm doesn't look like it's going to hit until very early in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big storm front for sure. He's zoomed way out.
Yeah, there's a big, yes, it's going to be severe, but it's still not a reason or excuse for what happened. To use it, because it is going to blow over, right? And even if they kept them until tomorrow morning, they could still fly out tomorrow morning.
Because you're going to California, so you're going to lose 2 hours. So if they flew out, like, seriously, like, at 6 a.m., they'd be landing at, like, 6 a.m. And they don't need to be there until, like, 4 or 5 p.m. when they record The Talking Dead. So it's just, it's kind of, you know, people just, they think that they're just kind of full of shit a little bit. Because they've been talking about the storm. Like, Greg Capullo was late today because of this storm. He gave 2 canceled flights because of this terrible storm that's supposed to hit Dallas-Fort Worth that hasn't fucking hit yet. We're looking at the weather, and today was like, oh, man, it's supposed to start raining at 9. Oh, man, it's supposed to start raining at 3. Oh, man, it's supposed to start raining at 6. It's 11:16, and we still don't have any rain. Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's just how the weather is in Texas. Like, you just don't fucking count on it. It's never going to be what you think it is. Never. That's never will be.
Despite all the negativity that has surrounded today, we still ended up having a good time. We met up with some friends, Winter's Cosplay. Go check her out if you can. She's phenomenal.
We've had her on the show a couple times. She did the Comic Palooza wrap-up shows with us last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was a part of our 8-Bit Horror Fest back in October. So if you want to go listen to the movies that she helped us review and stuff, you can check that out. She's a favorite of ours. We like having her on the show. We like hanging out with her. We had a fucking great time. Mm-hmm. Got lunch. We got drinks. We met her
hubby.
Her brand new husband. Newlyweds. Paul.
And he's a great guy.
He's awesome.
Yep. And then after that, we had a couple drinks. We had a good time. We went back, covered the showroom floor and stuff like that. It did start to thin out. The crowd did start to thin out around 4 o'clock.
Around 4.
And so we were able to navigate once again after that. I mean, it was still super packed. Like, we definitely didn't stop at any booths or anything like that. So
yeah.
Hopefully tomorrow our plan is to really give it in-depth about the showroom floor and, like, how that was and everything, because it didn't happen today. At all.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really naive of us, I think, on Friday. Friday, we took our stuff in. We kind of walked around. We got a lay of the land, see what was going on. And we're like, you know, tomorrow, Saturday's the big day. We'll hit it hard. Fuck no. We got, you know what hit hard? It was the goddamn crowd. That crowd was just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, it's cool to see that many people there. It's really cool to see the Dallas Comic Con and, you know, Fan Expo Dallas or whatever to grow to that size. But... yeah, it just goes back to, like, this is the same reason why you guys fucked up in Irving. And I know it's a different company now. It's Fan Expo and not Dallas Comic Con. It's a different group of people doing it. But, it's, like, I can't believe that Fan Expo, this, like, huge convention company that does conventions up in Canada and all this stuff, doesn't fucking get it. They just don't get it. Like, and I don't know, maybe that convention center is like, oh, you want all all six halls or whatever, yeah, that's going to be a fuck ton of money. And they're like, nah, we don't need that many. We just need four.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to cram it down to three. It's just, next year, you guys, you this is to Dallas specifically, you saw the fucking crowd adapt. Like, you can't keep doing what you're doing. We say it's about a lot of the conventions, especially like Texas Frightmare Weekend. I feel the same way. Like, you see your crowd, get the fuck out. Like, mm-hmm. find a, like, grow with your crowd, or you're gonna have what you have when you're gonna have happen what happened tonight. And it's just gonna be fans leaving severely brokenhearted because.
And they did. A lot of people did leave brokenhearted, but
I'm gonna stop shitting on this fan because again, we had a lot of fun. Let's get back to it. We met up with Windrus. We have drinks and lunch. Great lunch that we didn't pay for our drinks because they didn't charge it for us because the service was slow. And it was awesome. So we all got a little tipsy. We went back. We went to a panel. Now it was for Con Man.
Mm-hmm. Con Man. Alan Tudyk and Nolan North was there. Yep. And then RJ? AJ? BJ?
Yeah, one of the producers,
yeah,
BJ.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it was a lot of fun. Alan Tudyk is very entertaining, and so is Nolan North. Mm-hmm. Man, that dude is funny as shit.
Really funny.
So funny.
Both of them are very charismatic, so they play off of each other really well.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And we did. We left that, and that was like one of the last things we did. It was like from 6 to 7, and we left that going like, man, that really picked today up. Like, mm-hmm. man, that really, that makes us feel, that did it. Like, that was worth coming out today. And then, like I said, after that, we got drinks with our good friend Windrus again, and people got a little drunk.
You.
It was me. I asked, Paul offered to get drinks, and I was like, cool, just, you know, a whiskey Coke. And he was like, scotch or bourbon? And I was like, you like bourbon, so you choose. And he came back with the strongest goddamn drink I've had in a bit. It was so good. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, y'all, I feel this. And then we met one of their friends who cosplayer and you know, so that's what today was. That's what made today so great, even though the convention that we got drunk. No. was hanging out with friends, seeing people that we enjoy seeing, meeting new people that we enjoy being around, and it was great. And then to top it off, so we had this amazing dinner, which I can't stop shutting up about because it was so fucking good. we get back. We're walking through the convention center. We exit, and there's a gentleman standing at the door with two security guards, and he looks pretty frazzled and a little panicked. And we're kind of like, well, shit, what's about to happen here?
Oh, yeah, was this
dude? Oh, no. Yeah, and they're like, you know, excuse me, did any of you guys have jumper cables in your for your car? We're like, We'll go check. You can come with us. What lot are you in? And he happened to be in the same parking lot that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked back with him. We got to meet this guy. He's works at one of the radio stations out in, oh fuck, what's the name of the town? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man, it was 3 hours away. He and some of the people from the radio station came up to the convention to kind of cover it. And so we're anyways talking with him as we walk back, and when we get their car jumped and. We saved his life.
We saved all their lives.
I'm glad because, again, it was like 10 o'clock.
It was dark and scary.
Dark and scary. It's like 10:30. Downtown Dallas, kind of in like the, you know, what looks like to be the rougher part of downtown Dallas. And
what was funny is like, he goes, yeah, I got two girls sitting in the car. I go, wait, you left the two women at their car?
Yeah, he's like, I'm here with two friends, like Paula and Lisa or whatever. And it was like, yo, what? Like, bro, you left the girls? And he was like, I was like, I said the same thing.
He goes, you know, it's not like I could do anything. Anyways, I'm not a big fighter, but, you know, we're like, yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, he's like, they said they'd lock themselves in.
Yeah.
Because that's always worked in the movies.
And I thought this was a movie setup anyways. I thought this was a horror movie.
Yeah,
like,
right after we were like, yeah, sure. Jared goes, please don't kill us. Yeah. And he was like, I won't.
He goes, he was like, well, now I have to change my plans.
Yeah, well, now I have to change my plans. And then later we're like, oh, shit, it is April Fool's Day. Oh, shit, he was kidding. He is going to kill us. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, we got them up and running. So if you guys are listening, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, very nice meeting you.
We're very glad we got to help. It's always cool to be able to do something. And, again, to meet people. Like, that's the best part of doing these conventions and going to these conventions, getting to meet new people. We met some cool people yesterday at lunch. and outside at one point, and like then today getting to see Winters and meet some of her friends and her new husband, and then these people. That's why I love doing this stuff.
A big shout out to Taylor for pimping us out. He went and got our cards shown off by a lot of big name celebs and everything and artists and stuff. So thank you for all the hard work you put in today.
Yeah, he posted on Facebook the picture of his app keeping track of what he did, and he fucking ran around in that convention for like 14 and a half miles. I think we're sitting at about maybe close to 7 at this point. So he did double the work we did. Now, to be fair, he was trying to find us up until about 3, because we spent about 3 hours in that restaurant at lunch because of how slow the service was.
Yeah.
And he was definitely running around looking for us. But it was really funny. He was telling us about how he was going up to like cosplayers and stuff and like asking them if they had seen Jared Doug, and they were like, who?
Like, what?
What? So...
it was a good goof.
So thanks. Thank you, Taylor. Super appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's... We look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be...
let's rate this con. I'm just kidding. We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
-8.
I'm really hoping... Listen, I know that we have 2 days of negativity. I know what it sounds like. But, guys, this was really... This is coming from me who doesn't want to talk shit about the con. It's just a bad con this year.
Yeah, and that's just this year. Hopefully they'll listen to us specifically, and they'll fix their shit before next year. But you know, but not. Hopefully they listen to the people that
that's
that,
the most important thing, because they're the people who want to do this.
Yeah, the people that pay them the money to come and do this and continue to support the con. Hopefully they listen and they fix the issues they had this year, and next year's even better. Their lineup was spectacular this year. Can't complain about that, but just they had some issues in the running of it, which is fine. It happens to everybody. We've gone to conventions and complained about stuff like this before. Mm-hmm. It just sucks on how massive a scale it was this year. But that being said, like I was saying, go to these things, meet new people, make new friends. That's the best thing that has happened this weekend. I feel like it's getting to see friends, old friends, and new.
And like we said before, you could have a completely different experience than we did, and you probably will, and you could enjoy it. But this is just a logistical look at the con from our perspective. So go enjoy it. There's 1 day left on Sunday. See what it's going to be about. We'll report live from it tomorrow.
Yeah, there should be a lot less people, because all the people for Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan aren't going to be there because they got fucked.
yeah, we're really sorry for those people. Yeah,
I feel so bad. I feel bad. I can't imagine how Norman Reedus feels, because he fucking loves his fans. Now, that's not to say Jeffrey Dean Morgan doesn't, but like...
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. He doesn't at all. He's Negan. He's incapable of love, unless it's a baseball bat. But, you know, he makes a point of like how much he loves his fans. So I bet even he probably feels pretty shitty about it. I have to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I would think so. All right. Well, that is it for us for today. We hope that you enjoyed it. And until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.